Heralds of Hope Incorporated presents Hope for Today.
How do you arrive at conclusions? You research the facts, don't you? And then when you reach a conclusion, can you explain to someone else how and why you arrived at that conclusion? You know, because of our personal limitations and because we live in an ever-changing world, sometimes our conclusions need to be revised or they need to be updated. We need to reevaluate what we believe and make sure that our conclusions about life are still valid. Hello, friend. I'm J. Mark Horst, your host, and I welcome you to Hope for Today. The program you're listening to is produced by Heralds of Hope. We're an international gospel media ministry. Every week, our Bible teaching broadcasts circle the globe in English and 21 other major languages. And tens of thousands of people tune in each week for spiritual nourishment and blessing. Like this listener from India. He heard our Telugu language program, and he wrote, "I'm a carpenter by profession. I'm so delighted to have your program. It is truly the living hope." That's the name of the program translated into English. He goes on, "It is the pure Word of God enriching my soul every day as I meditate on the Word of God. Thank you for this precious exposition." Isn't that wonderful that a man in India can hear the gospel message in his own language and be encouraged and blessed? At Heralds of Hope, we count it a privilege to be a tool God can use to share His love with so many people. And we're glad that we can share His love with you, too. Having a correct understanding of who Jesus is requires getting our information from the proper source. And on this episode of Hope for Today, Dr. Yoder will show us how to gather information so we can reach proper conclusions, that is, valid conclusions about who Jesus is. If you've been tuning in regularly to this program, you know we're studying from John's Gospel. Our Bible teacher for this series is the late Dr. J. Otis Yoder, founder and first president of Heralds of Hope. Now here he is with today's teaching, Reaching Conclusions.
You know, I find some of the people who claim to be the wisest and the smartest that on the subject of religion never make up their minds. They think it is a mark of intelligence to suspend judgment on such a vital subject. Now, why should we be so slow to make up our minds on the most important part of our lives, the religious? When it comes to other areas, like food, those same people who are so slow to make up their minds on religion quickly make up their minds on the food question. During our visit this time, I want to talk with you on reaching conclusions. Our Bible text is John 9:35-41. You turn in your Bible and be ready for the reading of the Scripture when I am ready to read. That's John 9:35-41. As human beings, we are made to reach conclusions. We cannot live with our judgments in suspense indefinitely. To be undecided is a very difficult position to be in. While our thought processes should be active, they ought to lead us to a position, to a conclusion, and not just all the time say, "I don't know." One of the marks of an intelligent person is his ability to state his conclusions on a subject, even though those conclusions may need to be modified when more truth is available. We ought to be concerned about reaching conclusions. Now let me read from John 9:35-41. You follow in your Bible. That's John 9:35-41. Jesus heard that they had cast him out, and when he had found him, he said, "Do you believe on the Son of God?" And he answered and said, "Who is he, Lord, that I might believe on him. And Jesus said to him, You have both seen him, and it is he who talks with you. And he said, Lord, I believe. And he worshipped him. And Jesus said, I have come into this world for judgment, that they who do not see might see, and they who see might be made blind. And some of the Pharisees who were with him heard these words and said to him, Are we blind also? Jesus said to them, If you were blind, you would have no sin. But now you say, We see, therefore your sin remains. We had better put together our thought pattern so that we can reach the proper conclusions. From these verses which I read, I propose to show to you two mandates which you will need to have and follow in order to reach a satisfying conclusion. First is, you must answer the most important question. What is it? What is the most important question? Is it, who am I? Well, that is an important question, but is that the most important question? Or is it, why am I here? And that, too, is a very important question, but is it the most important question? Or is it, where am I going? Now, that also is a very important question. But neither of these is the most important question. The most important question is the one that Jesus asked this blind man, and it is this: Do you believe on the Son of God? That is the most important question you can be asked. And I am asking you that question now. Now, don't turn me off. Hear me through. That is the most important question anybody can ask you. This question you must answer, just as the man in our story in the Bible needed to answer. He could not come to a satisfying conclusion until he said, Lord, I believe. He first asked, Who is he? And when he learned who he is, he said, Lord, I believe. This question, my friend, is the most important question that has ever been asked you. I ask you that now. Do you believe on the Son of God? You cannot indefinitely hold your judgment in suspense. I ask you that question now, and you must answer it sometime. The second mandate is this: trust in the most certain cure. What is it? Well, men say today, you must put yourself out front. You must say, I am number one. But that's not a cure. That may be a disease, in fact. They tell me, you must say to yourself, I am self-sufficient. I will make it. No, no, my friend. That sounds like the devil. The prophet Isaiah, in chapter 14 of his book, tells us that Lucifer, son of the morning, said just exactly like that. I will be like the Most High. No, that's not the most certain cure. What is it? What is the most certain cure? Accept healing for your blindness. Notice how Jesus replied to these Pharisees when they said to him, Are we blind also? He said, If you were blind, you would have no sin. But now you say, We see, therefore your sin remains. I get a tremendous truth out of that statement of Jesus. I get this. You'd better admit, my friend, that you cannot see. Then Jesus can give you sight. He can help you see. There is a blindness much worse than physical blindness, much worse than this man who was born blind. That blindness is spiritual. When people are deliberately blind and will not see the truth, that, my friend, is awful. That is a blindness that will curse you. But Jesus said, if you were blind, then it would be possible for you to see. But since you say we are not blind and we see, you are hopeless. You are blind. Now it's very simple, my friend. Very simple. Come to Jesus for healing. That is the most certain cure. There is no other cure as effective as this one. And I'm especially talking about the kind of blindness that Jesus addressed himself to when he was talking to these Pharisees. A blindness of the mind, not a blindness of the eye, but a blindness of the mind. To reach the really satisfying conclusions, these two mandates or requirements must be met. Answer the most important question, what is it? Do you believe on the Son of God? Trust in the most certain cure that He can give you sight. I urge you to respond to these mandates with a positive, yes, I believe on the Son of God. Heavenly Father, we beseech Thee in the precious name of Jesus to hear our prayers and help us to be able to reach this most satisfying conclusion by answering the most important question and by trusting in the most certain cure, even in Jesus Christ. This I ask in His precious name. Amen.
My friend, what conclusions have you reached about Jesus? In his first epistle, his first letter, the Apostle John wrote these words, "Beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits, whether they are of God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. By this you know the Spirit of God." Now listen, "Every spirit that confesses that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is of God, and every spirit that does not confess that Jesus Christ has come in the flesh is not of God. And this is the spirit of Antichrist, which you have heard was coming, and is now already in the world." My friend, I hope this teaching has blessed you. If you have questions, we invite you to write to us here at Hope for Today. We will take your questions to God's Word and find answers for you. The quickest way for you to contact us is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org. That email address again is mail@heraldsofhope.org. Or write to Hope for Today, Box 3, Breezewood, Pennsylvania, 15533. Remember, you can request a printed manuscript or an audio CD of this teaching, Reaching Conclusions. Once again, the quickest way for you to contact us is to send an email to mail@heraldsofhope.org and request your copy of this teaching, Reaching Conclusions, either in print or on an audio CD. Now, friend, I urge you to tune in next week as Dr. Yoder continues our study from John's Gospel with an important message titled, The Abundant Life. You want that, don't you? And until then, I urge you to keep looking for that blessed hope.